But I now hear a different problem, which you brought up last week.
Andy's stupid voice. Yeah.
It's me.
Yeah, you need to make some changes. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Three Hit Combo Podcast, the world's most whole again podcast. My name is Matt, and I'm here with Tame and Andy. What's up, guys?
Do you fill that hole?
Do I fill or feel that hole?
My hole's been filled.
Both.
I felt it for the past few weeks.
Exclusively filled.
I'm not the one that needed to fill it, though.
Oh, I see what you did there.
Because I was here. Yeah. I mean, my room is literally feet from this podcast room, so it's kind of hard for me not to be here.
To the brim.
I always thought it would be so funny if Tam and I did a podcast without you one week.
Dude, I texted you guys doing that Mario without me.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
I know. It'd be interesting. Like, literally everything on the YouTube page and anything we've ever done has had me in it.
Yeah.
So it'd be interesting.
It would be different.
It would be.
I would love it.
It would be a complete different dynamic to not have me in it.
Fuck Matt.
Yeah,
I held that F a little
and
too.
And maybe
long.
It'd blow up, and you guys would become YouTube famous.
Oh my goodness!
You could be our manager.
We'd figure out
what our weak link was off of one video.
This is it.
Why haven't we become amazing?
God damn it! It was me the whole time.
We'd have to put you down.
You guys come in here and I'm hanging myself.
is that a sexual thing? Is the dick out? No. All right, we're good.
Nope.
He's trying.
That's suicide.
Your dick's not out.
Anytime you should do it, so then they don't think you're trying to kill yourself. It was just an accident.
Yeah. He David Carradine'd himself.
Yeah. That's a verb.
Yeah. Oh, there's something I was going to mention. Oh, yeah, so I finally got the thing to get rid of the buzzing.
Oh, yeah. What's
in the mixer. Like? Clean. If I don't think it'll work now because we've got so many mics, but when I only had one mic in, you could actually see no green. There was no green. But I still...
Is it a piece?
It looks like a USB hub.
Oh, where is it?
It's in the back of the computer. Where this is plugged into.
Oh, I think I see it.
Yeah. Right. So.
It's got a green light on it.
Yeah. Cleared up one major problem, the buzzing.
All right.
But I now hear a different problem, which you brought up last week.
Andy's stupid voice. Yeah.
It's me.
Yeah, you need to make some changes.
All right.
You hear this?
Yeah.
Do that.
Grizzly voice.
Anyway, so.
I get my beef jerky from the wild.
Go on riverboat gambling trips. Talk about pussy.
That's on the mind today.
Sorry, man.
Dry spell?
No.
Every day. It's like a wave pool of...
I've just really found an affection with that word, and our pop filters are so amazing that we can drop hard peas, you know what I'm saying?
I wouldn't say amazing until you listen back to the track.
Like, debase that shit.
I can't... I didn't look to see if there's a big spike, but... I wouldn't put that out there before you find out. Anyway, so... The problem you brought up last week was feedback.
Yeah.
And I didn't hear any feedback. So I was like, I don't think it's feedback. But with the buzzing gone, I hear a little bit of feedback. I think the buzzing might have been masking the feedback.
All right, you know what you need? About 8,000 egg cartons. We got to soundproof this room.
Egg cartons?
Dude, egg cartons are DIY, like, soundproofing.
Yeah, that would help with echo.
Yeah.
Echo.
Yeah, not feedback, not static.
Static.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah.
I got the two words intertwined.
So I got to...
I'm the echo.
I got an extra shielded USB cable.
Oh.
See if
that's
work.
A good idea. That makes kind of
yeah.
some sense.
Are you going to paint it like Captain America?
No.
Or Iron Man?
No.
Choose your side.
No. There will be no painting.
No?
Should be here today, too.
Oh.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Wait, that's Sunday. Exciting.
Yeah, private carriers deliver on Sundays.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is that a new thing? That doesn't seem like a new thing.
It depends.
Maybe I have just
told they deliver your 1 and 2 day things on Sundays.
What year
is And that? Amazon Prime is 2 day.
All right.
So.
Wow. Dang.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Do those people get paid extra because they work on Sundays?
Probably.
Yeah, nice. I imagine. Especially the delivery people. I bet they make like 20 something.
Delivery people? Oh, yeah. Easy.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a hard job, man.
Not fucking ripped.
Andy, put your shirt back on. We get it. You're shredded.
That's not true. Shredded by Kitty Claws.
Dripping in oils.
Yeah, I came
and
prepared.
Peruvian boys.
That's my thing. That's my jam.
Another thing I saw that they recommended was using a USB hub. I don't know why. So it would be a USB hub, and then the little dongle is plugged into one of the parts of the hub, and then the mixer is plugged into one of those.
Jesus.
It's pretty fucked up.
That's bananas.
But the thing is, so here's the deal with this mixer. Not yet, no, I haven't tried it. I'm waiting for the cable first.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, so here's the thing with this mixer is when you plug in a microphone into Windows, there's an internal setting in Windows to change the volume.
Yeah.
Well, with the mixer, if that's high, at first there was buzzing. I had to keep it on literally 1, so all the way down. And then I had to turn the mixer all the way up so that you could hear us on here.
Oh, that would create a lot of static.
So, well, even if I change it in there, there's
still
doesn't change amount. The static. No, the static is something to do with feedback on there, not the mixer itself. So I had the ground loop problem, then I had the feedback problem. So to fix that, that's what I had to do, is I had to take it all the way down on the computer and then all the way up on the mixer. Because that way, the buzzing was the lowest it could possibly be, because it would go up anytime I changed it in the computer, not when I changed it on the mixer. So the problem with that is, if I have to keep it low on the computer and the mixer high, I don't have any room to work if, say, like whenever you use quiet, I can't boost you up because you're already up all the way. But if I could get rid of these, I already got rid of the buzzing. If I can get rid of the feedback issue, I can turn it up like to 50 in the computer, which means I could turn us down on the mixer quite a bit.
I bet that might fix
things. And we'd stay the sound the same. It'd still be at the same level, but if someone's quiet, I can boost them up. Hmm. Now I can't do that because we're already maxed out.
Nobody's ever quiet on this podcast.
Yeah.
Have you? All right, this has just been in the back of my brain, but have you noticed the size of our podcast file compared to like others?
Is it huge?
Yeah, it's gigantic.
Damn right.
I figure it is. I have it, 320 kilobyte MP3.
Oh, Jesus, that would do it.
Yeah.
I wanted to give some examples. One that, I was like, holy shit.
Yeah, we got a pretty good podcast.
I'm sure I could cut some off of there, but
I was just wondering, because, that's what makes the podcast I listen to so convenient, is I can listen to a podcast in, a good, 3 seconds. I know that's not a big deal. But ours, it takes, a good, half a minute.
To download?
Oh, yeah. No.
Just
30 seconds.
Is that why you never listen to us? You're just like, fuck, I don't have 30 seconds.
No, I do it when
I could download 10 other podcasts this time.
I do it on Wi-Fi when I'm at home.
The Wi-Fi? The waifu?
That is such the first world problem.
Isn't it?
This takes half a minute to download this podcast.
So 36.6 megabytes is
compared
the
to 100 something, right?
To. Compared to 108.
108, yeah. I know it's in the hundreds.
And I guess on a mobile device, that's a lot of space. 108 megabytes.
Yeah, usually people are listening on podcatchers.
Yeah.
So they don't have to store all those on their phone.
But I guess it was an iPhone thing I noticed.
Yeah. I could lower it. I mean,
just do 256. No one really noticed.
No. Excuse me, sir. Did you take audio classes?
I did, but no one would. No one would really notice.
I'd notice
unless they're lit, like using like
unless they're Bose, so lit,
like hear every fucking sound. Parentheses, headphones.
Here's what I'm gonna do. I'm going to go to some podcasts I like, some well-respected podcasts.
All right.
I'm going to download their files.
All right.
If they use 256, I will lower the quality of the podcast.
I don't know if this is rigged or not.
I don't know. I don't know. Okay. I don't know.
I didn't know if you were like, it's time to show this motherfucker.
No, I don't know. I don't know.
What if they use lower?
That's what I'm going to do.
Oh, okay.
If they use lower, then I'll lower mine.
All right.
Because I wanted mine to sound the best, so I have it on 320 because I didn't think anyone cared if it took 30 seconds to download a podcast.
If it sounds better, you have to lick Matt's chode.
Why? I'm the one who suggested that.
Nope.
I can guarantee you it will not sound better as a smaller file, but people might not even notice.
Are you ticklish in your gooch? In your little...
I don't know.
I do have a
I've never
tongue.
Been tickled.
On the backboard, you know?
No.
You never...
I don't.
Had I have little... to be nose deep in that?
No.
Lick it like, no. Like a frozen no. Snickers bar?
Never happened. Would you stop? God.
Sorry.
So, I was playing Fallout 4, and I was literally in pain. I hurt. Have you guys done Paladin Dance's mission?
No.
Yeah.
No?
No. But go ahead. I'm not liking the Brotherhood of Steel anyways. I don't know if I'll do it.
So you don't care?
Nope.
You're telling me right now you don't care?
No. Go ahead. Spoiler away.
Story. I got to Google.
Don't okay. Go super crazy, but like...
Oh. I mean, like, I can't. Like,
and then... Megaton blows up.
I can't.
Don't do something like that, super duper unrelated to like the main plot. Is Paladins all about the main plot?
No.
All right.
It doesn't have to do with the main plot, but it's a serious twist.
All right, go ahead. I promise not okay. to be upset at you or the events to follow.
So, I finished the mission about Liberty Prime, and then I go in, and Elder Maxon's all pissed off at me. It's like, how long did you know? I'm like, what? Know what? You have some nerve. And then he's like, that Institute data you got, there's a synth, M717 or something like that. Exact match for Paladin Dance. And I'm like, what? And then he's like, the DNA is 100% match. He's like, Paladin Dance is a synth. And I'm like, no. 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 Paladin Dance. And he's like, you need to go and execute Paladin Dance. And then Scribe Halen tells you his last location, or location he's probably at, and so you go down there, and Paladin Dance is, he's not in his power armor, he's just in a regular Brotherhood of Steel uniform, and he's like, you need to do it. He's like, I need to be the example, not the exception.
Oh, man, that's deep.
And he's like, I'm a synth. He's like, I need to be destroyed. And you're like...
Isn't Paladin Dance one of your companions?
Yeah.
Dude, the companion stories are so good in Fallout 4.
There's two things you can do. Well, actually, there's four things you can do. But three involve Paladin Dance dying. You could kill Paladin Dance yourself, which I did. Because, first of all, I'm kind of playing a character like where synths are the enemy.
Oh, okay.
So I killed Paladin Dance myself, which, by the way, is the saddest fucking thing. He's like, it's been a pleasure serving with you, Ad Victorium. And then he gets on his knees, and you just fucking shoot him in the head. Shit. And then you go to Max, and you're like, it's done. Anyway, so that's what I did. Everyone was like, you know you can save him, right? And I'm like, I'm playing a fucking character, guys. Does no one play a character? Or does everyone play the same character? Like, save him. Synths are the enemy.
I play my own character, and then the second round through, I'll find one. Like, I want to do One Punch Man so bad.
Yeah. And so you can kill him. You can convince him to kill himself.
Oh, shit. That's dark.
If you kind of pussyfoot around, as Tam would say, Elder Maxon will do it.
Oh,
he like shows up and he's like,
I don't know the exact details because I went through with it. So, but I do know they said Elder Maxon will do it. Jeez. Or if you pass a bunch of speech checks, you can convince Paladin Dance to, you can convince Paladin Dance to not kill himself, and then you can convince Elder Maxon to let him go.
Oh, jeez.
Wow.
And so, like, he'll either exile himself, or you can convince him to stay with you.
Oh, man, that's a lot of checks.
Yeah.
That's a lot of checks.
Mm-hmm. And if you convince him to stay with you, you can finally get max affinity with him, because you can't get his perk until you finish that quest.
Oh, dang.
Didn't you say you did this quest?
Dance was the only one I didn't, because of the way I was doing my story.
I could have sworn you said yes.
No, I got a lot when I realized I kind of grinded the getting in and out of power armor, though, with him.
But yeah,
no, I didn't do that quest.
Yeah, you can't get max affinity with him until you finish that quest.
Yeah, as I was doing the story,
well,
I leaned towards.
I take that back. You can get max affinity with him, but you won't get the perk until after that quest.
Yeah, because you got to finish their like quest.
Yeah, so like you can get max affinity with him, and then when you finish that quest and he's still alive, you might instantly get the perk because you already have max affinity. But you can't get it until you finish that quest. Which, by the way, if anyone's listening to this and they didn't skip ahead for spoilers.
Spoilers.
After that quest, if you do any more Brotherhood quests, you're locked into the Brotherhood through the end of the game.
All right.
So, the quest is called Blind Betrayal. That's the last quest you can do for the Brotherhood and still, like, go do other quests.
Right. Well, I'm kind of, like, tiptoeing in everybody's business.
I know. I thought
that's how you figure out what you want, though.
I thought I was going to finish with the Minutemen, but I kind of think I'm going to do the Brotherhood of Steel.
I guess the Minutemen has the most different ending.
I know. That's what I heard. That's what you told me. But I've been playing so Brotherhood of Steel-ish that it feels right to finish with the Brotherhood of Steel.
Plus, it's the only choice you can truly make.
Yeah.
We'll make them pay for the wall.
Yeah, the synths will pay for the wall. We'll build it with synth bodies. That's what we'll do.
Ching Murder chong enough. Beep boop.
But it's so like you go, which is funny, thinking about it, if I really liked him, I shouldn't have looted Paladin Dance's body.
Oh my god, you're a monster.
It's a habit.
But he does have a synth component on him.
Yeah.
And you're just like,
what if he didn't? Dude.
Yeah.
What if he didn't? And the main bad, the main,
Mac. Andy, you're kind of talking above your microphone.
Max,
Elder Maxon.
Maxim, the magazine. What if the magazine Maxim was like a real bad guy and was afraid Paladin Dance was going to overthrow him?
Oh, fuck.
Oh, fuck. That would have been terrible. Well, or like it randomly loads one out of every 100 games like that. Oh, that would be the fucking worst.
To be honest, I think he'd be more worried about the player character overthrowing him.
Yeah, but like,
because he does promote you after that.
That would affect the player character a lot more than it would affect Paladin Dance.
Because he says something like, "Well, there's now an opening."
Oh shit!
And then I chose the quest or the dialogue option. Dude, his body's not even cold. Like, and you're giving me his stuff and his room and his title.
To be fair, you took the stuff. Yeah. I gave you the title.
Well, he gave me his, like, all the stuff that's in his room is mine. His power armor is mine.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
Have you done the pirate or British Navy ship quest?
No, but I've seen that.
It's so good. It's a fun quest.
Is it just, like, at that ship or whatever? Because I know where that ship is.
Yeah. You go to that ship, but, dude, you got to do some crazy stuff. It's actually a really fun mission.
I'm trying to do a lot of side quests now because I'm nearing the end of the game. I'm going to do... I could probably do a couple quests for the Institute before I tell them to buzz off. And then I can do some quests to the Railroad, and then those kind of lead into quests with the Minutemen, I hear.
No. At least not
really?
Yet.
Really?
Remember.
At least not yet, so eventually.
I don't know. Remember, I can't get past that one Railroad quest on my save because I killed all the Brotherhood. Because
what I hear is you do a couple quests like that, and then... It kind of leads over to the Minutemen quest with the castle.
Ooh, all right.
Where you have to defend the castle.
I know there's still like 6 or 7 missions past where I'm at.
Yeah.
Because I can't.
Have you gone to the Salem Witch House yet?
Yes. Yes, I did that. It was spooky.
It scared the shit out of me.
Yeah. I guess I knew something spooky was coming up, so I knew I was going to have to fight a savage Deathclaw.
Did not know that the first time I walked into that room. It was like 3 o'clock in the morning, and I'm like, oh, look, a magazine. I hear a growl, turn around, dead. I was like, ah!
That's awesome.
In my living room. Good job, Bethesda. You got me.
You got me good.
Well, what's funny is I was going to do it. Like, I was like, I'll just go find the witch house that Tam was talking about. And I kind of forgot about it, but then some people were talking about it in Diamond City, and it gave me the quest. Nice. Like, go find the witch house. So
that's
like,
cool.
It's like, fuck yeah. All right.
What'd you guys do with the egg?
I sold it, but I asked for a lot more caps.
Oh, really? How much did you get for it?
I passed all the speech checks, so I got 500 caps for it.
I put it back.
Did you?
Yeah.
I put it back, murdered it, took the egg, and then I got the Deathclaw gauntlet.
Mm, nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
You're a monster.
Yeah, I know. Well, I was like, well, how can I keep this egg to sell it? Because I figured it'd be a lot. And then I don't think I ended up selling it. I just kept it in my inventory.
Dude, you go sell it to that fucking the guy at the restaurant in Diamond City.
Well, I think I put it in my storage in my home and then just forgot about it.
I think my favorite part about that is if you do put the Deathclaw egg back, the Deathclaw that's hanging around the nest won't attack you.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
You can talk to it, but it's grunts. It's like, brr.
That's really cool.
It's awesome.
I did save and pick the egg back up, and then it fucked me. I couldn't beat the savage Deathclaw in the house. I had to put on a stealth boy.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I walked in. Walked to the bathroom, took everything, ran out, and then checked my inventory. I'm like, what the fuck do I even have? And then I read the holotape, and I was like, get the egg. And I was like, do I have the egg? I don't want to go back.
Did you?
I did.
Nice.
Luckily. Nice.
I was wearing Raider power armor at the time, so I was basically just running around in a circle dropping frag mines.
Nice.
And I kept running over them, so I eventually killed it that way.
Mine got stuck on a bench.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I had Piper with me, and the fucking Deathclaw took like one swipe, and Piper was out. I've so far gotten all the perks from... I've got the perks from Piper, Valentine, Codsworth. I know there's many more. Valentine, Codsworth.
A courier. There's a synth courier you can get.
A synth courier?
Companion, yeah. Like kind of the powerful fighters.
What's his name?
It's like RX...
Oh, he's the synth courser.
Courser, that's what it was. Sorry.
Yeah.
Courier, the package delivery.
Yeah.
I thought, yeah.
He gets paid extra on Sundays.
So I've got Piper, Valentine, Preston, Codsworth, and I'm working on MacReady.
Oh,
and MacReady, I was close to Dance, but I killed him. Yeah. I'm going to have to go like steal a bunch of stuff because MacReady likes that.
And they also, in this upcoming patch, did you get the new one?
Mm-hmm.
MacReady's, like, perk is nerfed so fucking hard.
It was pretty friggin' nuts.
Yeah, yeah. Headshot 95% anywhere.
Always.
Yeah. And then, but what's nice is in all my power armor, I have that, like, VATS targeting in the helmet, which already increases VATS targeting. So if I get MacReady's perk, even if it is nerfed,
awesome.
I'm going to get quite a bit of VATS targeting. So that's pretty sweet. I finally got all the suits of power armor, too.
Nice.
I got the Raider, the T-45, T-51, T-60, and X-01.
You guys,
what
level are you?
I'm 80-something.
49.
80?
Dude, I grind the 8-0? Fuck out of that game. Yeah.
Okay.
That's pretty fucking high.
Yeah,
that's
I grind the shit out. Fallout is my jam.
I still got quite a bit
of... Fallout's my number 2 to Half-Life, so...
Yeah? Okay.
I've got some side quests to do. Because I've barely done anything in Good Neighbor.
I have done every side quest I can, except for the repeatable... Every single one.
Oh my god, I've done like 100 settlement quests.
Yeah, the repeatable ones, I was like, I'll finally do this. But yeah, I was determined to find everything.
I've done so many settlement quests because so many companions like when you say, yes, I'm here to help out. Like even I hear MacReady likes that.
Oh, really?
And he's even one that like, he likes you stealing and shit like that.
Oh,
You guys I've Kate just yet? Heard that, but I don't know.
Yeah, I like Kate.
I think she's
cool. Kate, oh my god, I can't stand Kate.
Let me tell you, broke.
She's always fucking talking. You know who talks like fucking 24/7 at my settlement? Fucking Strong.
Really?
He talks all the fucking time. I need to take a video of it.
He's got to find that milk.
But he will talk and talk and talk and talk constantly. Like, he won't even take a breath between sentences.
Oh, really? That's awesome.
He'll be like, strong wish a buckethead would show up. And then, like, without even fucking taking a breath, he's like, strong want to smash something. Tinker, tinker, tinker. You need to go smash.
He said it so much, you know it.
Tired of walking. Strong want to do more fighting. I'm like, oh my fucking God, Strong, shut up.
Get your ass back in the field like the lesser person you are.
I got some corn for you to harvest, bro.
Have you guys found Buddy?
Buddy, nope.
Oh my God. I need to remember where he was. He was in some sort of brewery. He's a...
Oh, is that the machine? Go on.
He is a machine, yes.
Yeah. Okay.
He's a machine that you can either get cold beer from or he'll tell you a joke.
Yeah. He's basically like a pub
and then when
Securitron.
When you get him, you have two options. Deliver him to where he's supposed to go or keep him for yourself.
What'd you do?
I kept him for myself.
Oh, I delivered him.
Oh, my gosh. He's at my settlement now, nice. And every time I come back, he's like, hello, buddy. Would you like a cold one or perhaps hear a joke?
That's awesome.
It sounds like Loki.
Yeah. Would you like a cold one or a joke?
I just got the XO1 power armor and I had to fucking fight for that shit.
Oh, did you do the top of the building
35
one?
Court.
Yeah, that's a bitch.
With an Assaultron and a legendary sentry bot.
Yep. They will.
That come out at the same time. The Assaultron was easy.
Yeah.
I just put a bottle cap mine in front of that one. Oh, he walked right over and dead.
I didn't think about putting mines.
The sentry bot, on the other hand, I threw a nuke mine out.
Ooh.
And that was enough to get him to the point where a legendary enemy is mutated and he gets back to full health.
I fucking hate
that. Makes zero sense for a robot.
Yeah, I know.
Continue.
So I'm like stimpacking the shit out of me. I take medics and psycho buff. I'm throwing mines just like crazy. But the thing is, the sentry bot blows the fuck up
when
it's done.
Yeah.
Yeah. So a couple times I died when it blew up. So, on, like, the third try, I stayed near the steps.
Nice. Yeah, I ran back into the hallway.
Yeah, when I threw that last mine, I went down the fucking stairs.
And it's satisfying, though, getting that armor.
Yeah.
It's like, oh.
And the thing is, of course, I wasn't wearing power armor, of course, because I wanted to just...
Grab it and go.
Grab it and go. So, that fight would have been easier with power armor. Yeah. I had combat armor, but... That's
not bad. You can tell your companions to get into power armor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's been a couple times I found one. I'm like, ooh, I want that. So whoever I'm with, I'm like, getting that.
Yeah, I know.
That'd be awesome if Dog Meat could get in it. Let's do this.
You know what was fucked up is MacReady liked everything I did with the Paladin Dance thing, saying he's a traitor and that I should go put him down and stuff like that. He liked all that. But then after I finished the mission, I asked him his thoughts and he's like, that guy trusted you, and you put him down. And I'm like, McCree, what the fuck? You encouraged me the whole way, and now you're chastising me?
Good.
I'll create the hatred.
Good, Anakin. Now kill him.
Do it.
Do it.
Do it. All right, so after all that gaming talk,
all right.
You want to get into video games?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, let's do it.
Ravioli, ravioli, give me the gamioli.
Here we go!
This is gaming news on 3-Hit Combo.
Ravioli.
DC Universe Online rolls out cross-platform play.
Yeah.
I'm excited, but I don't like free-to-play MMOs. They just really bum me out.
Have you played this, DC Universe Online?
No.
It is very fun.
Is it?
Really? It's very fun.
Yeah. We should give it a shot. I'll get it on Steam.
Oh, yeah, it's cross-platform. I'll get it on the 4.
It's on the 4
for free. You just get it on the 4.
Right. It's on Steam for free.
Oh.
Yeah.
You're not wrong. I forgot that you have evolved beyond us.
I can look, but Marvel Online is free.
Dude,
so
Marvel 2000. I played Marvel 2015.
I can't imagine.
That was awesome.
Yeah?
Yeah, that was really fun.
There might be a blip in the audio right there when I loaded up Steam because I had to give it permissions.
That's okay.
Everything stopped for a second.
That's okay.
Hold on. My hard drive has to
up.
Everything I got going now is on the SSD, so my hard drive just fucking turns off. All right. Have you guys gotten the Krems tooth or whatever the fuck that thing is in Fallout?
Yeah.
It's at that, the like, at the bottom of the pit in Dunwich Boars. Dude,
that scared me too.
I've been using that knife.
That was an intense thing.
Ever since I got that knife, I maxed out my melee because I use that knife constantly.
It's good. It's probably one of the best melee.
I also got a VATS enhanced ripper.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah. And a irradiated super sledge with a stun pack.
Dude.
Yeah. That's pretty cool. Sweet.
All right, well...
Yeah, DC Universe Online, free to play.
Cool.
Click download now, because I will...
I'm not going
to... I can do it from my app right here.
Really?
And I know my phone is on. You
download it right now?
I get it. You've evolved beyond us, Andy.
It just says play now.
It loads it into the...
But is it going to just pop up after it's done downloading? Because I don't want to do that during the podcast.
No. I'm pretty sure it goes to the Steam loading, like the install and everything.
I'm going to wait. I'm going to wait. I don't want to do this right now.
Yeah. Fuck you, Andy. How dare you want Matt to have fun? You're a monster.
Hey, look, I'm going to be honest. I probably won't play that anytime soon. I still got Fallout to play. And we have to finish Pokemon.
Poke what?
Poke who?
We have to finish that.
Poke right. You where?
Like, aren't we, like, just about fucking ready for our third battle?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought we were on fourth.
No, we're on our third.
Dude, not being able to get past... I will get past it. I say it every time.
You have got to.
I have to.
In games like that, you can just grind until you get past it.
I know, but it got...
The least you can do is at least get to the cap and then battle us.
Yeah.
And then...
I know I'm really close to the cap. What was it?
That's a good fucking question. I have no idea.
60.
Was it 60?
Yeah. Because I remember being, like, really close.
I'm going to have...
5-0?
I don't think it was 5-0. I believe.
I will check because I remember I was at the cap. Mm-hmm. I've been at the cap for months now. So, I will find out, but we have to finish Pokemon.
All right, I have been wanting something new to play on the PlayStation, so...
Pokemon it is.
Yeah.
H1Z1 is becoming two separate games.
What?
H1Z1 is becoming... I'm just kidding. Get it, because you said what?
No. Oh. I get it.
It's becoming two titles. H1Z1 Just Survive, an apocalyptic open-world experience with the usual scavenging and crafting, and H1Z1 King of the Hill, a large-scale multiplayer shooter. The former will be Steam Early Access through the end of the year, while the latter hopes to come out Early Access this summer with a full PC, PlayStation 4, and Xbox One release. Okay.
That's what? Weird.
So this game, the game that will never be finished.
Yeah.
This game has been in like beta and alpha forms since like...
ever.
I was born. Is now splitting in to two early access games.
At least they have a vision, you know? At least they really know where they're going.
Here,
not changing anything.
Here at our studio, our vision is to never have games that are fully done.
And you'll still buy them.
In fact, we want two.
Is it fun at least?
It's got a big following.
Big not community. What I asked.
Well, yeah.
Undertale has a big following.
That is true. I couldn't get into Undertale.
I have not played either Undertale or H1Z1.
I've
seen a lot of H1Z1. I haven't seen anything of Undertale.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm the other way around.
I haven't seen anything on Undertale.
I wish I would have played Undertale, actually.
Really?
Yeah. It looks like it... Sitting down watching Matt play Undertale would actually be pretty fun.
Nope. Just because of the game, not you, Matt.
You don't think it'd be fun? You don't think I can make fun?
You're our downfall. I hate you. You were the chosen one.
The movie applies oddly to our life.
Bethesda's Todd Howard to receive a Lifetime Achievement Award.
Goddamn straight.
Yeah. Directed Fallout. Was it? I can't tell if this is three. Okay, three and four.
Yeah, he's done.
Not New Vegas.
No.
Okay, because the way it said in the title, it said 3-4. I didn't know if that meant 3-4.
Oh, okay.
But here it says Fallout 3 and 4, Oblivion and Skyrim.
Oh, yeah, I forgot he did Skyrim.
All very solid games.
Yeah. He's good. He knows what's up.
I'm excited for the next Elder Scrolls adventure.
I am too, because it's just the next Bethesda, but.
Right.
Man.
Actually, the next Bethesda game comes out in a couple months, or at least Doom. Like a month or something. Doom.
No, that's id.
Yeah, but it's published by Bethesda.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I guess we're I was talking about Bethesda, the developer. But yeah, Doom looks insane.
Doom does look pretty.
God,
pretty
Doom cool. looks insane.
It looks exactly how I remember it as a child.
Just fancier.
Nope.
I just hope nope. the murder animations or the close quarters ones aren't like they're not the same the whole every time.
Yeah.
It's like when you're stabbing someone in the eye with their tooth.
What was the last thing it even did?
Rage.
Have they done anything good in since the turn of the century?
Doom 3 wasn't bad. The flashlight mechanic sucked, but they fixed that.
Because I remember when I was watching the video, I guess I don't know what I thought. I thought that id might have been gone because when it said id Softworks, I'm like, really? What the fuck have they done?
No. There's test footage for Doom 4, and it's like a military shooter-esque type, like, kill zone looking thing.
Oh, sorry, we're playing
cute.
Footy.
Yeah, it's like, yeah.
We bumped feet a couple times, so I went, looking for his foot.
I went looking for
spit it out.
Come on.
There was an ant simulator game that is now canceled after the devs blew the Kickstarter funds on strippers and booze.
Are you kidding? That's amazing. Guys, let's start a Kickstarter.
Does anything bad come out of this?
Strippers and booze simulator.
No, that's good. Oh,
simulator. Strippers and booze simulator.
It's called Grand Theft Auto.
We'll just take an in the fine print, be like, there will be no game produced. You're just funding our adventures with strippers and booze. And that way they can't come after us whenever we fuck them.
So, over the weekend, lead programmer Eric Tereshinsky resigned from the project after finding out his business partners were secretly stealing company money. More specifically, they had secretly spent the overwhelming majority of both the Kickstarter money and Ant Simulator investment money on liquor, restaurant, bars, and even strippers.
Oh,
says Tereshinsky. He said, quote,
awesome.
My ex-business partners directly said to me, if you release Ant Simulator without us, I will sue you. Resigning and canceling Ant Simulator is the only option available to me right now.
Dang.
That's pretty depressing. That guy really wanted to work on Ant Simulator and fucking... Not only did these guys blow the money, they said they'll sue him if he releases it.
What a little worker bee.
what a little worker ant.
Andy. Oh god.
Andy, you want a little roadmap to that joke?
No.
Ants are insects.
Yeah.
And
shut up. Continue.
Bees are also insects.
Armchair lawyers, they say, have suggested that Tereshinsky sue or countersue his former friends for breaching their contract. But he claims the most likely outcome is that things end up more or less the same way they are now.
I love that term, armchair lawyers.
Did we talk last week about the Fine Brothers?
No, because that was... I thought that started, later on that Sunday.
It might have been. It might have been.
I don't know.
No, I think it was that Saturday, because I remember... You know what? I probably didn't talk about it, because when I watched it on Saturday, I was like, oh, that's kind of weird, but I didn't think much of it.
Yeah.
I think it was Sunday when a lot of things came out that I'm like,
blew the fuck
that's
up.
Kind of fucked up.
Yeah.
Especially when I saw what copyrights they had submitted.
Yeah.
One was literally the word react. I'm like, anyway, I was reading a guy who does a lot of video game, legal stuff. He's a lawyer and he represents a lot of small developers and stuff like that. And he wrote an article about it. And he's like, when you submit a copyright, there's a 30 day challenge phase where people can say no, you don't own the right to that copyright, or I own the right to that copyright, something like that. And he said, if they just would have not said anything for 30 days, they would have probably gotten the copyright. He's like, but they were so fucking stupid. They open their mouth and tell everybody. And now people are like, well, wait a minute.
I don't know. I don't think they did it maliciously. I'm not sure they...
did it with money.
They did it with money in mind. They were
so
tired
hard.
of people like Ellen DeGeneres being like, hey, let's have all these kids react. And they're like, that sounds familiar.
But their whole video might as well be kids say the darndest things.
Yeah. And also, there was React videos way before theirs.
So it's not this is, at least from my understanding, it's not about the word React.
It's about the format.
It's about the format. It's about them sitting behind the camera. They're like colorful backdrops.
I know what you're saying
about the words and a laptop where a bunch of people watch it flashes to.
I know what you're saying, but what I just said a moment ago.
Yeah,
that wasn't true.
Yeah.
They literally tried to copyright the word React.
I think they tried to copyright the proper noun React as opposed to the common noun React. Is that fair?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think so. Just
no.
Just because,
no, it's not.
Just because what the videos they were taking down were. It was almost anything to do with React in even the loosest sense possible.
Oh, okay. I didn't know about that.
They were taking down videos with 3 to 4 views.
Yeah.
So what you said sounded like that's what I thought on Saturday. I was like, oh, that's kind of weird, but they just mean their format and their licensing. But that's not what they carried out.
That's lame.
Yeah, especially there was a list, I could probably send it to you, of the copyrights they submitted. And it's like, if you look at the list, you're like, are you fucking serious?
It's pretty easy Google.
Yeah, and the videos they were taking down. And one guy even said in a video, he's like, it's getting pretty close to racketeering, where if either we'll take your video down or you license our stuff, but you can't post a video with React in it.
Gotta pay that protection money, you know what I'm saying?
Almost like it's reacteteering.
All right. I'm going to ask a question, and I want you to be 100% translucent with me.
Okay.
Transgender about this.
Okay.
Did you bring up this React news just to make that joke?
No, actually. And I didn't even bring up racketeering just to make up that joke.
Damn it.
But after I said racketeering and React videos, I was like, racketeering.
God. It's before noon, and that's already the best joke I've heard. All day. That's it. Best one I've heard.
A Bloodborne player who was streaming on Twitch. His name is Demetrius Johnson. He's an MMA fighter in UFC, and he was streaming Bloodborne. He's currently the flyweight champion.
Oh.
Likes beating up werewolves with his bare hands.
Anyway, so when you're in professional sports like that, sanctioned events, you get randomly drug tested.
All right.
So they just show up to your door, and you have to do a drug test. So while he was streaming, the USADA, I believe it's the U.S. Anti-Doping Agency, showed up to his door for a random drug test.
He invited him in for a couple brews and a stream party.
Well, what was funny is he's on the stream. He's like, someone's at my door. He's like, what's going on? So he goes out there. He leaves for a moment. He comes back. He's like, so guys, he's like, as you know, I'm an MMA fighter. And apparently we have to do, he's like, random drug screenings. Like, well, they're here. And then he's like trying to get him to come on the stream. He's like, oh, come here. Yeah, it's Twitch. I'm streaming right now. He's like, all right, guys, I got to go and give him my blood and urine.
Have some of them dank Yarnum nugs, you know?
Dank Yarnum nugs? No idea what you're talking about.
What?
Oh, man. I just realized we are super far into this podcast.
We are.
We still got a couple segments to go.
Oh, shit.
I got to be at work in 30 minutes.
Technology.
Let's go into technology.
No, cut it.
I'm going to jog through
it.
The hype machine is overloaded and our wallets are empty. I'm giving her all she's
got, Captain. Reports of Twitter shifting to an algorithmic timeline next week might be premature.
Oh, that's awesome. Next story.
Someday suturing a wound will involve lasers.
Whoa, oh, that'd be awesome. About time. All right, go.
Oh, man. Apple confirms that if you mess with your home button, it will brick your phone.
Yeah, that was kind of lame.
Man uses a Raspberry Pi to alert Comcast every time his internet slows down.
Yeah, that was neat. I saw that. Next.
I don't understand how Raspberry Pi has Wi-Fi. Go ahead. I feel like this joke's made on the podcast 4 times before.
I believe they have Ethernet ports. Oh,
okay.
They do.
I gotcha. A literal pie. I gotcha.
Yeah, because that's the same reaction I had last time.
Okay, we can actually take a moment to stop on this one.
No.
Raspberry.
We just went through 3 stories in like less than a minute. Let's see. I know some people might say I should not be complaining about 50 megabits down, but when they advertise 150 and I get between 10 and 30, I'm unsatisfied. I agree.
Yeah, it takes like 30 seconds to download our podcast.
I know. It's fucking crazy, right?
Fuck you guys.
Since he set up his script on October 30th, the bot has tweeted Comcast 16 times due to internet connection speed.
That's awesome.
That's funny.
Pretty funny.
I know.
That guy's smart as hell.
What's the tweet say? Do we know?
I don't know.
Hey, fucker.
It says, "Hey, Comcast, why is my internet speed down to 31 down, 9 up when I pay for 150 down, 10 up in Washington, D.C.? So it tells them exactly what the speed is at the moment.
That's really awesome.
Actually, it's really cool.
And it says, it says, hey, at Comcast. So it has Comcast. Then it has, at the end, Comcast cares, at Xfinity, hashtag Comcast, hashtag speed test. So you could find it via a lot of things.
Hashtag That's awesome. Blueberry pie.
On the news.
All right, yeah, let's go on the news.
From all around the world.
Oh, great Odin's Raven.
And Florida.
It's so damn hot.
This is news.
An angry protester threw a pink dildo at the face of high-profile New Zealand politician during a presser on Friday.
That's a funny picture.
Mm-hmm. The toy bounced off the economic development minister, Stephen Joyce's head.
Yeah. That's why I clicked on it earlier. Like Stephen Joyce. It was trending on Facebook. That's what it was.
That's so funny.
That's awesome.
That's Skyler's brother for people who are listening. That's so funny. I didn't realize his name was Stephen Joyce. That's funny.
I like that. We should rattle off stories and have one word comments more often. Yeah. That was fun.
Wow, what a sizzler.
That's really good.
Communism's awesome.
Next story.
Next story.
On this past Monday, Pornhub.com officially opened the aptly named Pornhub Casino, an online gambling casino where participants, what the fuck even is that? Participants can play roulette, blackjack, and even strip poker.
Can they watch videos at the same time?
Well, what you're doing is you're watching video like of the casino. Like it's a live stream of a casino. So you're playing with someone on a video?
Oh. Wait, is it with a girl?
Oh my God, Andy.
I'm sorry. I'm not getting this. I'm just
it's Pornhub strip poker. Yes.
Okay, I'm sorry.
So
most of the women are Costa Rica women, but occasionally well-known porn stars are expected to fly down and work the roulette wheel or the blackjack tables.
All right.
So, am I allowed to push my chips in with just my left hand?
That's a good question. I'm not 100% sure. I don't think they see you. I don't know. I doubt it. I bet you just see them.
That would be a terrible job. Just think about all the dicks.
They probably get paid well, though. Oh, yeah, if you can see them, yeah.
It's like no, all of them.
Yeah, you would literally have to expect 99.9% a penis every time.
Dicks, 1% Westboro Baptist Church holding signs. Don't do this. Don't ruin your life. God hates you. Fuck you.
So this man named David Bellis and his son Jacob were awarded the first prize in a UK-based travel company Made Me Smile selfie competition for a photo taken with a mare named Betty near their home in North Wales. The prize was a vacation worth about £200, which is $2,884. But the horse's owner, Nicola Mitchell, when they learned that the Bellis won, she complained that the man should have asked her permission before taking the snapshot.
I guess that's fair. The horse was owned.
That sounds like a big buzzkill.
I mean, yeah, she does sound like a buzzkill.
She does not sound like someone you'd want at your party.
Yeah,
I agree.
And you definitely wouldn't want to go to her party.
Right. It's just a fucking horse there.
You didn't sign the bathroom lease sheet or whatever.
What? That's what I used to wipe my hands. Yeah. Oh.
Use at your own risk, it says. It's a liability. You could fall in the toilet.
There's poop everywhere. I gotta have you sign the slip sheet.
It's like those parents that would make kids sign liability sheets before they jumped on a trampoline. You ever heard about that?
No, I came from the raising up and generation of, I'm fucking learn if it hurts.
Well, so was I, because we're like 2 years apart.
No.
I wasn't. I'm 7.
Yeah. Tam is 7, as is evidenced on this podcast. Constantly. So, since we are of the same generation, Andy, this did take place in yours.
No.
No, I don't think so. Andy's a time.
I encountered it twice, and it's like, now that I'm older, like, I kind of get it, because you could lose a lot of fucking money if someone's kid came over and broke their neck on your trampoline.
Yeah.
But at the same time, when I went over there, I was like, oh.
Some well, parents are dickweed.
This is about 100% less fun.
You can only jump up and down in yeah. place. That's all you can do.
You're voiding your contract. You're voiding your contract.
You get out.
No double bouncing.
No flippies off the dock.
And finally in news, a Riviera Beach man is accused of slashing an alleged prostitute's wrist with a piece of glass during an argument over who would get the biggest piece of crack cocaine.
From anal.
Did yes, the Andy News Analysis League, anal, yes. Oh. Yeah. I forgot about your news organization. I'm like, where the fuck does it say that?
I just thought that was a great headline.
I scoured this article for anal, and I found no
Roscoe McPhee, who's 45, forced himself into the women's apartment, snatched $19 out of her hand. She tried to fight him off and smashed a glass plate on his head. McPhee picked up a piece of glass and cut the woman's arm open during the scuffle. The woman, who police say is a drug user and prostitute, told police that McPhee cut her just before she was taken to the hospital. Well, yeah.
Yeah. Don't worry, she's a drug user.
Wait, you got this significant cut just before you went to the hospital?
Right.
Crazy. Yeah, no shit. What are you going to do after that?
I was planning on going to the hospital anyways. It's real convenient. I cut my arm.
Yeah. Well, I didn't really get it just before the hospital. I had a cup of coffee first.
One-handed, paid $19 for a hot dog and a newspaper. It was a ripoff. Hot dog wasn't very good. Newspaper was old.
All right, guys. That will do it for news. The Superb Owl was on tonight.
Superb Owl. I'm going to like...
Wait, that's today?
Yeah. Oh my God. It's tonight.
What time?
5:30.
That's when it starts?
Yeah.
The past to...
The kickoff might not be till actual, like, 6, though. Okay. They have a habit of saying, it's at 5:30, and then there's, like, shenanigans until 6.
It's like, opener, come on. No one cares.
I'm going to look
the
right
past
now.
The two Super Bowls I've spent at a Buffalo Wild Wings.
Oh, yeah?
I'm having taco night at a couple's house. Nice. So,
It says 5:30 p.m. Central Time, but I bet you it doesn't kick off till 6.
I have to conversate with people that I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Give it a high five for conversating.
So, one time I was with some friends in high school, and we were like, let's go to Buffalo Wild Wings and let's watch the first round of the draft there. This is when the draft was still like strictly Saturday and Sunday. Mm-hmm. Now it's like fucking, what is it, first round Thursday night? And then second and third rounds Friday night?
No one watches
And then
that.
The rest on Saturday? I don't, actually...
Well, the third and fourth rounds.
The third, fourth, you're right. Yeah. But I think the first round gets, like, on par viewership with, like, the Stanley Cup.
Jesus.
Yeah. Anyway, so we decided, like, we're just going to get there and watch the first round. So we figured we'd be there, like, a couple hours.
Yeah.
You know? It was the longest first round in NFL draft history at that time. We were there, like, 4 hours or something like that.
Oh, my
it was
God.
Fucking ridiculous.
How much money did you spend?
Not a lot, actually. Yeah. We started to wonder if maybe they wanted us to leave because we had spent like a good 2.5 hours. Like, we had like already paid.
Nice.
I'm thinking about starting up a fantasy league starting today. You guys in?
Okay. What's the fantasy league?
Football. I heard there's a pretty big game on tonight.
Okay. Who gets first pick?
Me. I thought of it.
Tom Brady.
Yeah. Who you want? Come on, big man, make your pick.
Martha Washington.
Okay, you get Martha Washington.
Nice. Fucking got him.
Who's next?
I want Tom Brady.
Okay, you can pick Tom Brady.
Yeah.
Since there's one game on tonight and for the rest of the season, I will pick Cam Newton.
All right. We'll see. Yeah. We'll see.
Who, Tom Brady's
going
to go
best
undercover
first lady out of all three of these candidates.
All right, so that'll do it for this episode of 3-Hit Combo Podcast. Remember, you can find us on Facebook, facebook.com/3-Hit Combo Podcast, twitter.com/3-Hit Combo PC. email us at 3hitcombopodcast@gmail.com and search for us on YouTube, 3hitcombopodcast. And if you download our file, you might get it like 15 seconds earlier soon.
Make a sandwich while you're doing it.
Yeah.
Pass the time.
So for Tam and Andy, this is Matt signing out.